The African Union Peace and Security Council is giving Captain Moussa Dadis Camara 1 month to make his intentions known. When the 45-year-old took power last December, he said none of the coup leaders would run for president. Now, political supporters are urging him to stand as a candidate in January elections. Captain Camara has not formally announced his candidacy, but he has told supporters that he'll not insult them by ignoring their demands. The African Union says it's concerned about the deteriorating situation in Guinea and the consequences for not returning to constitutional order. So the alliance has decided to impose unspecified sanctions against Captain Camara in October if he does not make clear that he's not running for president. The captain's supporters say that's not fair. Pokpa Dopovogi joined demonstrators outside the African Union offices in Conakry. Dopovogi says, "We support the patriot Dadis. He's the president and he's going to be the president." Dopovogi says, "We do not want sanctions, but even if there are sanctions, life in Guinea will be better with Captain Camara. So, Dadis or death." Dopovogi says Guinea does not need the international community because without the international community, Guinea will have a better life. He says the country can develop itself and move forward without the African Union, the Economic Community of West African States, or the United Nations. Dopovogi says the National Revival Party is going to present Captain Camara as its candidate in 2010. After taking power, Captain Camara said there would be no elections this year, but he eventually agreed with a coalition of political parties, labor unions, civil society groups, and religious leaders to hold legislative elections next month and a presidential vote in December. Those elections have now been postponed and their order reversed, with presidential balloting in January and legislative elections in March. Guinea's National Labor Confederation Secretary General Hadja Rabiatou Sara Diallo says AU sanctions reflect what's going on in Guinea. Diallo says the African Union is playing its role. The African Union has principles to be followed and respected. She says those principles were here before the crisis in Guinea. Just because there is the crisis in Guinea, the African Union is not going to renounce its principles. Neither will the United Nations. They'll never do it. That's why Diallo says it's the responsibility of all Guineans to think about these sanctions and for religious leaders to get involved in finding a solution. If there are sanctions, who will be the first victims, she asked. It's the poorest people who are going to suffer and women who will be most affected by sanctions, not the other people. That's why she says everyone in Guinea must think about finding a solution to the crisis, since everyone knows what we need. Diallo says the trade union's appeal is to all Guineans. She does not want to divide the people of Guinea from the military because all civilians have someone in their family who's in the military. Soldiers are Guinean, we're all Guinean, she says, and we all have responsibilities. It's not for the president or for the ruling military council alone to decide. Guinea's ruling council this month banned all radio and television call-in shows because people were complaining about Captain Camara's expected candidacy. That ban was eventually lifted following talks with Guinea's radio and television union, which said the measure violated freedom of expression. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.